I'm Justin Fall, and you're watching End Times Productions. In 1908, a book came out that was a biography, by the way. It was not put out as a fictional story. It was presented as a biography by famous author Willis George Emerson, and it was called The Smoky God. And it documents, it's basically a biographical commentary on a sailor, Norwegian sailor, by the name of Olaf Jonsson. And according to the story, he is sailing in a ship, and he and his men, they end up going down into the North Pole in their ship via water. Somehow they get taken down in, and they meet a race of people there who have high technology. There's some accounts, some people believe that there was flying saucers down there, but the whole city was inhabited by 12-foot giants who were extremely friendly and generous towards Olaf, and I forget how many people were with him. I forget if it was him and his son. But the interesting thing was that Olaf and his crew that went down there meet these inhabitants that share a whole lot of things with him, and they allow him to stay down in this underworld city that is complete with what he calls a central smoky sun. So there's a central light source, like a sun in the sky, inside the earth, in the city that he happened to sail into in the North Pole. Now, interestingly, they document the whole stay is 2 years, but when he gets back up to the surface, apparently the time had gone differently, and he was actually gone longer than 2 years, but he thought he was down there for 2 years. His track of timekeeping down there was 2 years, but it was actually greater than that on the surface. And again, this was not a story that came out as fiction. From the time this book was published, it was always published and believed as a true story, as a biographical commentary on Olaf Jonsson. I tend to lean towards the idea of some sort of a portal that would open up, that would allow somebody to enter in, to go from this place to another, where they can experience something different than what, say, the common man on a hike might find. That's definitely one idea. The other idea that and it's interesting, because when we consider people who have claimed to have, you know, historical accounts of people given instructions by their ascended masters or what have you, making their way down into some sort of a supernatural realm, like Shambhala. The idea is kind of interesting because Jesus actually was taken up to a high mountain by Satan himself, and Satan tempted Jesus by somehow showing him, and in this passage, this shows up in two of the Gospels, by the way, Jesus is somehow shown this projection of the kingdom of the world, the kingdoms of the world, and the glory thereof, but in a moment of time. Only one of the accounts uses that terminology, in a moment of time, and I believe it's in Luke. But Jesus is somehow able to see this tempting bait that Satan was baiting him with. He was able to tempt him by showing him the kingdoms of the world and the glory thereof in a moment of time. And what did Satan say? Bow down and worship me, and I'll give you all of this. So there was some type of a supernatural projection that took place. Was a window opened? Some sort of a portal or a doorway, you know, supernaturally ripped open in the time-space continuum? I don't know. But when you consider accounts like Admiral Byrd, maybe even accounts like Olaf Jonsson, and some of the other accounts that have surfaced over the years, the closest biblical precedent or the closest biblical scenario that would seem to shine light on that being a reality would be Satan having the power to give some sort of a display, allowing somebody to experience something in a different realm before putting them back out where they came from. Not too far separated from the idea of somebody being abducted into an alien ship. Were they really in an alien ship? Probably not. Many times you hear about people being abducted, but their body was still there, almost like their spirit was taken somewhere and they experienced a projection or some type of an experience in another realm, but their body was still in the place, but it was out cold. The body was almost as if they were astral projecting against their wishes. But Satan has the power to show Jesus the kingdoms. He had the power to show Jesus the kingdoms of the world and the glory of it all in a moment of time. You couldn't take a tour of one kingdom of the world in the moment, and you know, one moment in time. Just one tour of a kingdom or a palace, that's going to take some time. So you can't walk through a single shopping mall and see every store in the mall in a moment of time. Yet Satan showed Jesus the kingdoms of the world, probably the most glorious kingdoms. Maybe even a glimpse of Shambhala. I don't know. We don't know what all those kingdoms were, but we know that Satan is the ruler of this world, and he's got the power to give things and endow gifts upon men in his deceptive role as Satan, the great deceiver. And he uses these things to tempt people, to deceive them and seduce their souls. He did this to Jesus. Jesus didn't give in. Jesus rebuked him and went on about his business. Admiral Byrd witnessed something very fantastic. If in fact the diary is accurate and is in fact real, I believe he saw Satan. And Satan has the power to show things, to project things, and possibly even to allow someone to enter into another experience in another realm, depending on the person. It would have to be, in the case of Admiral Byrd or somebody who was not Jesus, of course, if somebody is able to go into Shambhala or experience these types of deceptions, I have to believe that they are unregenerate people who worship false gods, people who are completely separated from the God of Scripture. Because if they were separate, if they were in fact in covenant with the God of Scripture, they would not be taken down into these realms and visiting with these gods. They wouldn't be taken down and experiencing these fascinating things if they were actually children of God, if they were God's elect. That's one of the common denominators. All the people generally that go and do these things and experience these things, they're void of faith in Christ Jesus. Totally void. They make friends with these entities. They come back with fantastic stories, sometimes unverifiable. So that's kind of the common denominator, is that Satan promises things to mankind and he shows them to mankind and he tempts mankind knowing that his time is short. And what's fascinating about all of these things with the Hollow Earth, summing up how this all really brings us back to square one, all these different religions of the world that believe in a Hollow Earth, it's always connected to their gods, higher entities, spirits, spirit guides, ascended masters, and some of them have the audacity to blaspheme the name of Jesus and even say that Jesus was an ascended master. And let me tell you, they're gonna all learn the hard way at the end of the world when every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And let me tell you, when everyone has to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that's before they're judged and thrown in hell. That's not like, oh, well, they're professing Christ, they're going to go to heaven. No. At that point, it's forced. At that point, they are slain, and they are proclaiming the glory of Christ at the end of everything before their judgment. So all these people, all these religions, they generally have another common denominator of a king, a belief of some sort of a king figure who's going to come up to the service of the world in the end days. It's funny, every religion practically has some prophecies of an end times worldview. But the difference is that Christianity is the only one that says that this king is the Antichrist. Okay, they all have their own views, but Christianity says, yeah, there is going to come a ruler. He is going to come upon the face of the world, the face of the earth, but he is going to be satanic. All the other religions say he's going to be good. He's going to bring peace. He's going to restore order. And there's some things also in Admiral Byrd's diary that kind of get into this as well, things the master tells Admiral Byrd. But there are prophecies in some of these ancient manuscripts and texts in these mystic religions, these hollow earth religions, that are prophesying that there is coming a day where this ruler is going to come to the world and he is going to literally reinstate peace. And he's going to bring order. He's going to bring some of the lost technologies, essentially reinstating a golden age. And it's fascinating because the world and the religions of the world are looking forward to this coming ruler, when in reality, the real Messiah already came.